Outside military intervention in Syria seems a remote possibility. In Libya, by contrast, NATO's air campaign was widely seen as decisive in the eventual overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. But NATO raids in Libya left a couple of places there unchanged, and that's a good thing. We're talking the ancient cities of Sabratha and Leptis Magna. They're considered to be among the most magnificent Roman ruins anywhere. Libyan-born archaeologist Hafed Walda is with King's College London. I'd like you to tell us, Dr. Walda, just how crucial it was for NATO to avoid any collateral damage at the sites of these Roman ruins. But describe for us, first of all, Leptis Magna and Sabratha, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners won't know these two sites very well.
They are more or less untouched because they're covered by sand after they've been abandoned in the late Roman period. And the sand stayed there covering the antiquity until the late 19th century once people start knowing about them. And the backdrop is the blue Mediterranean. So it is an ideal place. It's breathtaking.
Magnificent sites, as you say, and ones which potentially could have suffered greatly during the fighting to unseat Gaddafi from power. At a recent conference in Rome, Hafed Walda, you gave an update on what's been happening at Leptis and Sabratha, and you actually thanked NATO for sparing them. What do you know about NATO's bombing strategy when it came to Sabratha and Leptis? Were there strict orders not to go anywhere near these two cities?
I know the strategy that to avoid hitting any cultural heritage areas, because we've been supplying them with coordinates via an organization called the Blue Shield, which gives NATO and America coordinates of heritage sites to avoid them, not to damage them. At one time, an area near Leptis Magna, it's a hilly area. There's a radar set in by the troops of Gaddafi. I went there, and to my astonishment, every single radar were hit by missile, and there's a Roman arch next to them, hasn't moved at all.
Wow, that's amazing.
Now, it was very impressive.
I heard that early on in the battles, Gaddafi loyalists were said to be hiding weapons in Sabratha, in the ruins, thinking that they would be protected there. Do you know whether NATO was prepared to take those weapons out if they had to?
I think they are not really high-caliber weapons, and they're not threatening to the civilians. At the same time, the guards of the antiquity there, they persuaded them not to sort of endanger themselves and endanger the site.
And what do you think that says about kind of the overall appreciation in Libya of these Roman ruins? I mean, people must really value them.
They value them, but I'm afraid it's not all over Libya like that, because the previous regime disconnected heritage from the identity of Libya, and only the identity of Libya linked to the Gaddafi's heritage. And we want heritage to be top priorities as much as health, education, and other things.
Hafed Walda, you were born and raised in Libya before moving to London. How large do, you know, sites like Sabratha and Leptis play in your own imagination? What do they mean to you personally?
They mean a lot to me because this is how I became an archaeologist. I live not far from Leptis, and my father used to take us to Leptis Magna to go and see the ruins. He never explained exactly what are the building and the history, but I tried very hard to get that information. Leptis Magna is not just the history, it's the art,
yeah,
it's the architecture, it's the setting. It's a whole set of things. It's fantastically rich and, anyway, excited my imagination. I can't tell you more.
Hafed Walda, Research Fellow at King's College London, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.